Blog Talk Radio.
Although sometimes life throws you a curveball and life's problems may cause you to pause, Life with Michelle will help you heal and get through it all. Because she is helping all push past yield, she will make it a good day to smile. She will make it a good day to laugh. She will make it a good day to live, mixing all life's experiences in a bundle of love. She will guide you to the road of happy, because all is well on Life with Michelle, the Queen of Happy.
For tuning into the Poetic Energy Network station on this hour of Life with Michelle E. Alford of Mia Happy Life Coaching. I just want to just scream and shout and tell you guys all about my experience in Chicago. I had an awesome time. It was hot. I can't even say it on air, but it was very, very hot. I'm literally just getting back in the door 15 minutes ago, trying to rush so I could have the radio show. But it was a great weekend. We actually went a few days before so that we can get back here before Monday. It's only 4.5 drive for me from where I live, but Chicago is definitely, the traffic is no joke. But I lived through it. That's all I got to say. I am so excited to really come and talk to you about kind of, this is going to be an open forum today. I want to talk to you about forgiveness. One of the things that, and the reason why I wanted to talk about forgiveness is a lot of times that we go through our entire lives and we hold things within us, and when people have done things against us or wrongfully did an injustice against us, we tend to hold on to that. And let me tell you something, you can truly forgive a person, forget about what they've done, move on with your life, but you don't necessarily have to break bread with that person. And I'm going to just make that perfectly clear from the beginning, because I'm going to tell you, it's more beneficial to you as an individual to forgive a person that has wronged you, because it spiritually stagnates you in your life if you allow yourself to hold on to that hurt. And this is something that, you don't grow up knowing that you should do this, but over time as life shows you different things and takes you through a lot of circumstances and a lot of life lessons, you learn to you become to understand what it is to really truly forgive someone, move on with your life, and never to revisit that same issue again. Let me tell you what some of the things that, you know, holding, when a person has wronged you, a lot of times people don't want to admit or probably will never admit that they've wronged you. It's because it's their human makeup of who they are. And you can never change that. A person has to change within themselves. They have to recognize, you know, what their contribution is to the world, what they have done, and, you know, what type of person. They have to deal with who they are as an individual, find out why they're the way they are, and if they want to change, because some people don't want to change. Some people live to be evil. Some people live to do harm to others or to manipulate or others or extort one, you know, others or, you know, whatever it is that, you know, there are people out there who their hearts is just full of evil, deceit, and all of those things. So, you know, no matter how good you are to them, because of who they have to live out their own personal truth as an individual, so they're going to do exactly what it is that they know how to do, and that is to be evil. But here's what my thing is to you as an individual. Holding a grudge has, you know, it can affect you in so many ways. It can affect your health. It can affect you mentally, spiritually, all of those things. So why allow yourself, even if you you have been wrongfully done wrong, that is a spiritual attack against you to affect you and incapacitate you on the right path that you're on in your life. And you have to be able to identify with those type of things. We think that, you know, oh, we immediately just think of this person is being evil. But you got to remember that the enemy has that people that his own followers, and so you just have to, you know, recognize that when you see that, and also that there is a thing that where people may not necessarily be evil or bad themselves. It's just that for that moment they allow themselves to be used for evil rather than good. But let me tell you what you know, forgiving. You need to learn to forgive. And, you know, ultimately it will improve your health. Let me tell you some of the things. Holding a grudge, it can affect your cardiovascular and your nervous system. And let me tell you how. Let me prove this to you. When you're constantly, you know, pondering thoughts about what somebody has done for you, you know, done to you, what they have done, you know, how they have wronged you, it does bother you. It gets to you so much to the point where you're thinking about it, you're dwelling on it, and it's something that's taking up space in your emotional state of mind. It kind of, you know, engulfs you emotionally, and without you knowing or realizing that it is affecting your health, it's affecting your pressure, your blood pressure. You know, it allows your heart. You know, when you're angry, just think about it. When a person is angry at someone else, they, you know, your blood just seems to start to boil. You may get this angry face, and look what it's doing. It's emotionally involving you in an atmosphere of anger. So those are kind of things that, you know, that is the proof that it, you know, holding on to grudges, it affects you, you know, in such a detrimental way that it's more advantageous to you to forgive a person, even though they may be, you know, maybe at fault. It's more beneficial to you for you to forgive them in spite of the wrong they have done. And if you think about it, you know, when you're angry, upset at somebody, it increases your muscle tension. Your feelings of being is just, you're in a less controlled environment. Just think about it. When you're angry and upset, you know, especially when you come across the news that somebody has, you know, maybe put a false accusation out there against you, or somebody has, all of those things come as a test to us spiritually. And we have to identify with it right then and there and understand that's what it is. because people, there are so many people that will try you. There will be so many people that will disappoint you, you know, perhaps that you even cared about. You know, they will disappoint you. But the thing is that sometimes you just, you have to be a person that spiritually arrives to your the occasion and just be the person that you're meant to be. Take this as a lesson learned and move on and understand that sometimes people allow themselves to be used for evil rather than good. I'm going to want to make this, you know, this huge, huge point. Like I said earlier, forgiving a person doesn't mean that you have to break bread with them or even trust them again. But it does mean that you, when you, once you forgive them, you should move on and don't revisit the circumstances again. Because when you truly forgive someone, it's a done deal. It should be pretty much a done deal. Just like, you know, women in relationships. You know, when you say that you, no matter how much a man has hurt you, if you choose to forgive him, you should forgive him to the point where you're not revisiting the same old circumstance again. Unless, of course, if he keeps repeating it, then that should be a red flag to you that perhaps that this person is definitely not the right person for you if they're going to continue to, in spite of all of the hurt that the circumstances has caused you, they continue to do it. So if they continue to hurt you as an individual, it's time to you to start rethinking, you know, what type of person that you really need in your life, what type of person you deserve in your life, because obviously that person is not showing you the common respect that they should show you in a relationship. But I will say that if you choose to forgive a man and he redeems himself, do not repeat, you know, cause him to repeat the same sin. Because, you know, that sends a man back into remission. Every time a woman, says that she forgives him, then, you know, they have a different argument about something totally different. And then you come bringing up something, oh, what you have just done, you know, the thing that he was trying to get past and move on because you said that you forgave him, you have now re-brought it back into service and re-introduced the old sin and an old struggle back into that person's life. And those are some of the things that we have to consider when we're in relationships. You know, forgiving in relationships, you know, you not only at that moment saying that you're not going to, you know, revisit the same issue, but you're saying that you love them enough to move on and move past what, you know, what you guys have had to endure as a couple. So if once you do that, that helps, you know, begin the healing process of your relationship. But if you bring it back into that wounded state, then, you know, you're causing more hurt to your own self and your relationship. So, you know, when you forgive truly. And, you know, it doesn't mean, again, I'm going to keep re-saying this because a lot of times when people take half of the information and go on with that without, you know, really truly hearing the whole big picture of the whole situation, that forgiveness does not mean that you have to break bread with a person that has done you wrong, because sometimes, you know, people don't graduate very quickly from being a person that causes hurt and harm on others. They may go out and do you wrong and then ask you for forgiveness and go back and do somebody else wrong again the next day, because it's something that they have to connect with them themselves. If they truly want to change who they are as an individual and be a better person, it's something that they got to get down to the core of why they are the way they are. And so, therefore, you know, that is one of the reasons why you wouldn't want to, you know, get back deep in with this person, even though you've forgiven them, because, you know, a lot of times people don't just heal overnight or change overnight. It all happens in time. And truly, you will know when a person has really changed. You know, everything should be given time. And it doesn't mean that it means time in your space, your personal space, but just time. Because a person that is truly changed is a lot of things that's really evident, and they don't have to voice and say, I've changed. You know, usually when a person has to really voice it and try to convince people in their conversation that they've changed, then they haven't changed one bit. But learn to forgive just for yourself. Because, just realize that the enemy is trying to take you off your path of your journey, your spiritual journey, your prosperous journey, your successful journey. And every time someone does something against you, you got to trust God that he has your back. He has your best interest at hand. So that is something that you have to lean on and trust that process. Acknowledging hurt and once you acknowledge the hurt and pain that has been brought against you, along with the burden of the anger, and there may be a little bit of resentment there, there's really no one way to really tell a person how to forgive. So there's many ways you can forgive. There's many processes that you can take that you can go through. There's many steps that you can take to forgive a person. But as long as you find yourself at the end of forgiving a person, and you make it to the end to say, yes, I forgive this person, then you follow the right process that's good for you to be able to forgive a person. That's what I can truly say about it, because a lot of people would say, well, how do you forgive a person for, doing the most heinous thing against you? Is this no one real way, one way to answer that, because we all find our ways, have our ways of doing things. We all come to our own personal truths. The light bulb comes on differently for all of us. And you may be sitting in the moment and watching a movie, and all of a sudden you say, I have to forgive this person so that I can move on. Something in the movie can kind of influence your motivation to want to forgive somebody that has done you wrong. In a general conversation, the light bulb may come on, and you may bring this up to the point in saying that I must forgive this person so I can move on. So it's just one road to travel to get to forgiveness to forgiving a person. I'm going to say one thing that I want to caution people on. A lot of times when somebody has done you wrong, we tend to talk to our friends about it. And that's a natural process to want to talk to your friends and, those around that love you and support you. But you know what? Here's a little bit of pros and cons to that. You can share certain things with certain people, and it can kind of perhaps sometimes escalate the circumstances. Rather than begin the process of killing, you're in good confidence trying to share information with a person because you're trying to sort out, how to deal with it. So you talk to a best friend about someone else doing you wrong, and sometimes that can prove not to be the best situation or the best route to take in order to, understand what process or what approach you want to take toward forgiving a person. Because sometimes our own friends or people that we deem as friends can escalate the situation by speaking more into your ear, and really their intention is to help, but they're not helping when they're speaking. Girl, if I was you, I wouldn't forgive her. If I was you, I would do this. You have to be able to put yourself in a quiet space and allow yourself to open up mentally and spiritually, so that you're able to, think with a clear mind and with a spiritual mind, and allow yourself to accept divine instruction on the proper path that you should take, so you can totally rid yourself of this grudge or this resentment or this hurt and this pain. because sometimes, you know, I'm talking to our very friends, sometimes they add on to the circumstance, the pain, the hurt, rather than help you get through it and get rid of it. So I would say at your own discretion, if you feel the need to be able to talk to someone about something, and it's a natural process to go to one of your best friends, your closest friends, or what have you, but sometimes you just have to use a different approach, and you may need you ought to use wisdom in talking with people about certain things. Sometimes it just takes just really pouring out spiritually. Your process may be praying, your process may be meditation, some people may fast. It's a lot of different spiritual approaches that you could take, or just approaches that you could take to come to resolve in your own way, without adding people or adding onto the pile of hurt, because a lot of times that's exactly what it does, because you can't find yourself on the road to forgiving if people telling you, girl, if I were you, I wouldn't do this. I'd kick her butt. I'd kick his butt. I'll smack him down. You know, it's just people become abusive or violent they take on these types of nature because it's just a natural process to try to defend or to right a wrong that's been done against you in the most negative way. Just things may flare up. And again, I like to think that we live in a perfect world, but we don't. And I'm not saying that I'm removed from being able to be influenced to do something like that, but it's just as a natural process, I choose not to be like that. But I don't know what circumstances may come in my life where I may take a different approach. So, you know, I want all my listeners to know that I'm not trying to dismiss the possibility of, you know, you may not want to take that role because, you know, I'm a very protective person over people that I love, my family, my friends, and things of that nature. So when I hurt, when they hurt, I hurt. And when I see somebody, you know, trying to do something against them, I have an automatic mechanism of trying to protect the people that I love. So I won't be the person who says, even though I'm talking about forgiveness, because I do believe in the process of forgiveness. If somebody's wrong, you should, you know, find yourself on the path of forgiveness. But I'm just being, you know, very transparent and honest that if someone did something against my family, you know, I can't say like 100% down on this side that I will just always choose the path of being a peacemaker in a situation because I have a daughter. You know, I can't say, you know, if someone done something against my daughter or my mom or, you know, someone that I love or, you know, it just, you never know what you may allow yourself to, you know, what process you may allow yourself to take, given the situation. But what I am truly saying is that, you know, as a natural process that we should try to take the role that takes us to our healing, take us to a path of truly forgiving and truly loving another individual in spite of the circumstances. Keeping in mind that you don't have to break bread with them, and you don't have to, you know, you don't have to do any of those things with them. You don't have to trust them and be in your personal space and all of those kind of things. It's just that you have accepted what has happened, moved, you know, forgiven it, and it has moved on in your life. Here are some of those steps that are very, would be very good for you to try to, the approaches that would be very good for you to try to take in order to choose. If you are truly a person that's seeking to rid yourself of resentment or hurt or pain that someone has inflicted upon you, and you really want to find yourself in a better place mentally, spiritually, and all of those things. I would say number one, first you need to acknowledge whatever the circumstances of the pain or, you know, all of those things you need to acknowledge first. In order for you, if you don't acknowledge it, you can't even begin the process of forgiveness. But you need to acknowledge what has been done. And you really need to truly look at it at the, whatever it is, whatever they, this person has done at all angles. Ask yourself a couple of questions. You know, because sometimes people do things influenced by what they feel that you've done to them. So figure out if you, you know, be honest with yourself and ask yourself, did you do something to this person that made them react in this way that perhaps could have, you know, changed the circumstances? Try to figure all that out. Try to look truly, be honest with yourself, look within yourself, reflect in that moment and just say, you know, why would this person do this to me? Why? So sometimes as a result of 90% of the time, a lot of times people react based on what they felt that you have done to them. And it doesn't make them right. It just makes them, because sometimes things are not always the way they seem. People react without finding all the facts. So it could be a misunderstanding and people just, you know, react and just move forward with things that that could have been resolved in a much better way. And a lot of times, later on, people feel, you know, realize that what they did was wrong and realize once they figure out all the facts, it's too late to try to remend the relationship, because a lot of times when you bring something that powerful, like an accusation or all of those things, or you do somebody wrong intentionally, it's very difficult for a person to come back to that pure state of being a friend to you, because in the back of, even though they've forgiven you, in the back of their mind, they always are on guard in their heart with just in case you go back into your old ways. And that's a natural process. You can't expect for a person to, you know, totally trust you 100% of the way, because they just don't know. You know, we can't just allow ourselves to be so, you know, trusting to the point where, okay, this person has forgiven. You know, forgiving does not mean that you have to forget the circumstances surrounding this thing. You have to be mindful and watch the entire situation. Forgiving, it just means that you're not bringing it up again. And you moved on with it, and, you know, even if you've given this person a second chance, but not a second chance to the point where you're, again, breaking bread with them or allowing them into your personal space or allowing them to have personal information or knowledge about the things that are occurring in your life because you don't trust them with information. You know, and that's a natural process, because I would be exactly the same way. The second thing, after you acknowledge all of that and you allow yourself to, you know, kind of self-reflect, you have to really truly recognize what healing requires, what change is required in order to begin the path of healing and the path of forgiving. You have to really recognize that healing requires change. If there's not a change, then there's no healing and there's no forgiveness. So we start off with acknowledging and then recognize. Those two words, acknowledge and recognize. Acknowledge and recognize. So if you're acknowledging things, you're kind of, you know, seeing the big picture. When you recognize things, you've seen the big picture. And that is the beginning of the approach, you know, understanding what approach you need to take in order to just begin walking in your forgiveness and walking in the path of healing. This may be a difficult thing to do, but the third thing, after you have acknowledged, after you have recognized and understand that you need to change, you need to find a way within yourself you need to find a way to think about the person that has wronged you in a different way. You have to think about, you can't allow yourself to continue to think about them as the person that hurt you or as the person that is, you know, that did you so wrong and dirty. You got to allow yourself to find a way to think about them in a more positive way. And not saying that you're thinking of them as a positive person, because they very well may be far from it. But you, your mind, because you control your mind the way you think about people. Because this, remember, this path of healing and forgiveness is all about you being able to be, you know, spiritually fine-tuned and really put together, even though somebody has wronged you. You need to allow yourself to begin to really think about, okay, this person did what they've done. They're operating as who they are. And that is exactly how I would rationalize or begin to think of them in a different light. Because a person can only be who, you know, as much as they are able to be to you as an individual. Just like I tell people in relationships, a man or a woman can only love you as much as they have within them to love you. So if they can only love you today and not tomorrow, that's all they have to give. At least it's on the table. So it's up to you if you're willing to accept love like that. A person can say they can love you, you know, for a few months. You know, and relationships prove that, because some people, you know, be in relationships for 3 months and then they quit. And then they quit. Some are in a relationship 6 months. Some people are in a relationship 8 months, 20 years, 30 years. So as much as a person have within them to love you, that's how much they can love you. And you cannot expect any more from them. So in order for you to find your path or your process to forgiving a person who has wronged you, you have to acknowledge, recognize, find a new way to think about them. And here's how you find that way to think about them, is to accept that people can only be who they are to you, you know, as much as it is within them to be a friend or not a friend to you. You have to accept that people can only be as much as they can be. I can only be I can only coach people in things that I'm familiar with, or people that I, you know, processes that I've overcome or understand or educated on, things of that nature. I can't, you know, I wouldn't counsel a person on marriage when I've never been married. But I would talk to a person about the process of marriage based on my personal you know, observation of marriage, and just on my personal spiritual level of about how I would approach marriage. But I would never counsel a person, because I don't have the expertise to counsel a person about marriage. This is a total different thing in talking to a person about marriage as opposed to counseling them on marriage. I can only tell you what, you know, I get along for, and the things that I know will one day be true to my life and my marriage. I can only talk to you about those things and talk to you candidly about the, you know, love and matters of the heart and things of that nature, because that is just, that's a kind of neutral thing. Love and matters of the heart deals with people who are not in relationships, or people who are in romantic relationships, or people who are not in romantic relationships but just love a person, period. Under general circumstances, though, that is something that I can talk about, because I've experienced that, you know, things. You know, I've talked to people about relationships. I've coached people into having, you know, good relationships, or identifying with what good relationships are. So those are some of the types of things that you definitely have to understand, especially when you're trying to think differently about a person. Understand, you know, that this is a process. You can only love as much as it is within you to love. That person can only love you and be cordial and good to you as much as they can, or with as much as they have it within them to do so. We can't expect anything more. Yeah, I mean, we can, but, you know, that don't mean we're going to get it, get what we expect. But, again, so in order for you to find your path to forgiveness and healing for those who have done you wrong, allow yourself to think of them in a different way. And a lot of times when a person, and think, and I know it's very difficult to do, but when a person, a lot of times when a person does something against another person who hasn't done anything against them, sometimes they have something else going on in their life. And a lot of times, and this is just, you know, just kind of sad that it is this way, but this is life and this is how people approach life. But sometimes a person can see something going so well in another person's life, and jealousy kicks in, and they don't understand why this person or how this person is so blessed, so favored, you know, accomplishing these things, and they want to do the same thing in their lives. And they also, all they know how to do is try to put a damper or a stain or, you know, a stigma on that person when, you know, when they know deep down in their heart that person hasn't done anything to them. And sometimes it's because that person is going through hurt and other kind of things in their own life. And when you look at things in a different way, you're like, man, you know, you don't know what this person is going through. It doesn't make it right that they're going through something and they decide to take it out on you. But it does help you, again, to get to that path of thinking to them, thinking about them in a different way rather than thinking about them as the person that just really just did you wrong. And a lot of times, you know, I tell you, it's a difficult thing to try to help somebody that has wronged you, but sometimes God will place you in, or the higher power will place you in that circumstance to do that very thing for that person to find healing. One of the other thing is that you have to understand is that sometimes the motivation or the causes for the incident that a person has caused upon you have little to do with those things that they, you know, have brought against you. Sometimes it don't even really truly be about just you, just, you know, be about them just experiencing what they're experiencing in life, and they just can't bear to see another person that it just is just, you know, it just appears to have everything going well for them. And that is sad, but it's just the way some people are. The next thing I would suggest is begin to experience your emotional relief with regards to forgiveness. And what I mean by that is allow yourself to get in that place where you are definitely detaching yourself, ridding yourself of the anguish and the anger associated with you first coming to knowledge that this person has wronged you. Allow yourself to relieve yourself from that and emotionally, because the longer you allow it to continue to emotionally take you around the world and back again, you know, emotionally, you are going to continue to be a wreck and continue to think about the circumstances surrounding this person, you know, causing hurt or pain against you. You are going to be just too emotionally vested into the negative forces of energy rather than the positive. You won't allow anything else to be able to, you know, come in because you're emotionally marrying this hurt and pain. And you have allowed it to become your partner in life, therefore controlling everything, your every move, the way you think, the way you accept new information or try to accept new information, the way you deal with other people. So sometimes, inadvertently, the pain and hurt that another person causes on you, you could cause on the, because of you are hurting, you know, experiencing that hurt and pain from this person, you then in turn go and do it to somebody else who has nothing to do with what you're going through. So, you know, the cycle can only stop if you stop it. Once you have identified, once you have acknowledged and recognized and all of those things, you can find yourself on a better path and find your way to forgiveness and, you know, and being spiritually and emotionally available and healthy when you allow yourself to rid yourself of this emotional baggage. That's what it is. It's emotional baggage. It's this baggage that weighs you down, that keeps you from moving because you're so worried about what a person has said and what a person has done. You have to rid yourself of that because holding on to grudges and holding on to hurt and pain definitely directly affects you, your health, and all those things. So those are definitely some things to consider. But I'm going to take a quick break. We got 18 more minutes remaining in the show. I wanted to keep it in rotation that we are having an event this September, and I want to make sure that everybody hears about it, knows about it, speaking about it, talking about it, and planning on being a part of it. All right, Detroit and all our global listeners, we're going to just take you to a quick commercial break, and we'll be back and with more of Life with Michelle E. Alford, and Mia Happy, Life Coaching, talking on forgiveness.
Coming live, a show-stopping, red carpet walking, elegant award show, September 29th to a Metro Detroit theater, is the hottest award show of the year. It's the first annual Spoken Word Billboard Awards, celebrating the Hot 100 ranking artists from across the globe in the elegant facility of the Village Theater in Canton, Michigan, featuring performances by R&B sensation Laurie Edwards, hip-hop phenomenon Zach One, soul singer Stephen Guy White, spoken word artist Romeo Donati, romantic blues musician Elvin Lloyd Horn, poet Jamie McConnell, vocalist Alfreda Castello, poet Dom Touch Artist Register, spoken word artist Jazzy Sadilk, and so many more. Be prepared for sheer entertainment that will touch every possible human emotion in your body, making you thirsty and already anticipating the next year's event. Tickets are $25 and are available through the Village Theater box office. Call 734-394-5300. To reserve your ticket today.
All right, welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. I am so excited for being back here on Life with Michelle E. Alford. I'm your Happy Life Coaching. We're talking about forgiveness today. That was our commercial about our Spoken Word Billboard Awards program that's going to be happening this September, the 29th at the Canton Village Theater. And it's looking to be a great evening for that night. I also want to just make another announcement. I'm so happy to have the Homeless Cry Anthology in rotation, and I'm very excited about that. We had a book signing at the Powell's Bookstore, and I'm just excited about the opportunity to be able to be there and just really have a great time. It was hot as I don't know what outside, but we were in air-conditioned environment, very comfortable. The people were very nice, and we just definitely appreciated them allowing us to be there. Michael Michelle, my publishing company, and myself being there. It was, you know, very eventful. And I also want to announce that I have been nominated as the Small Business Influencer of 2012 in the expert category, and I'm just very excited about that. Just that honor is just, you know, with me being in Chicago, and you know, I actually found out that before I went to Chicago, but it was just a huge honor. So I'm asking everybody under the sound of my voice to make sure you vote for me. Because it would be lovely to win. If I don't, I'm still, you know, just excited about the nomination. But it just, you know, I can't speak enough on, you know, just the, you know, beautiful ride that, you know, the Father has been keeping me on and taking me on. It's just been an amazing ride, and I'm so excited about it because I can't even explain to you when the Father begins to do things in your life, it doesn't matter who come and try to come against you, what force try to come against you, when God puts something in motion, can't nobody stop it. That's all I can say. And, you know, so I am excited about just, you know, life in itself and just being here and present with you guys today. I literally just rest in the house. I haven't even unpacked or anything, but I wanted to be able to get on the show and just kind of just talk a little bit and then just really, you know, just share with you about forgiving because it's very important to understand how to forgive and find your way, you know, to forgiveness and then, you know, healing, allowing yourself to be mentally free and spiritually free. And I thought it was just very important to be able to talk about that. And just, you know, really meeting new people over the weekend, you just never understand what other people are going through in their lives. You never understand what kind of people are dealing with homelessness. You never understand what type of people are dealing with, you know, your relationship issues. You just never know. So, you know, it's always, we are all here put for a reason. And you never know until you have to allow yourself to spiritually be available. So when the Father wants to use you or need to use you, you need to be available. And so forgiving people, don't hold on to grudges because you block everything that the Father is trying to do in your life. If you hold on to those things, you cannot accept anything in because, you know, when he gives you something, if he gives you a calling or a purpose, you have to be in a place where you're able to receive his divine direction. And, you know, if you're in a place where you're just angry all day long and just because this person has done you wrong, and don't get me wrong, it does affect you. I've been angry and upset before, but I've also learned that when somebody does you wrong, you have to let it go. You have to allow yourself to forgive that person. Like I said earlier, you have to accept what has happened, allow yourself to recognize what has happened, and allow yourself to learn how to think about this person in a different way rather than a negative way because it will consume you emotionally and you're not able to hear nothing that God is trying to tell you. God be trying to tell you, hey, Michelle, you know, I want you to go over here and talk to these people over here. And your mind, if my mind is in this place of where somebody has hurt me, that I can't, you know, I'm not hearing what God is saying because I'm like, wait a minute, God, you know, let me deal with this because this person has done me wrong, this person has lied on me, this person has did this, and when he's trying to tell you, let me forget about that because I got your back on that. He said, because in nobody that brings anything against you, first of all, it doesn't matter who believe it because there are a lot of people who will be influenced by a lie. Because they don't seek out the facts, they don't seek out to find the truth. But you can't worry about that. You can't allow yourself to be consumed about the facts. Keep continuing, and God is trying to say, keep continuing to be a servant to others. Keep continuing to do what I purpose you to do. Keep continuing. God, I keep saying it again. Continue to do what you know you are here to do on this earth. And all of that stuff will be taken care of. I don't care if a person is lying on you because you know what? No matter what, how much you good you do, there's always somebody that's out there who's going to try to prove that you aren't as good as you say you are or you're not as good as others think you are because, they're dealing with something in their own lives that they haven't learned how to find healing. Those type of people need to be healed in their own lives, and they haven't recognized or come to that conclusion that they need the help or they need the healing. All they want to do is, you know, they allow themselves to be used by the enemy. And, you know, and again, it doesn't mean that these people are bad people, but it does mean a lot of times that people allowing themselves to be used for bad rather than good. But you have to be able to recognize that because there are truly some people that are just evil people, but there are some people who are just in a bad place in their life, and they need to find their own way to forgive, heal, and move on. Because 9 times out of 10, most of those people have been hurt deeply by somebody else. And once they come in contact with a person that constantly has good going on in their life, or they see this person prospering or all of those kind of things, you know, and it doesn't make it right, but this is such is life. You know, people are like this. You know, they don't care if this person did nothing for them. They make up something. And it can be something that's almost believable. But in order for you to understand, you have to look at facts. You have to look at everything is on the table and to just really identify when the enemy is at work and when God is at work. But, you know, God is at work all the time. I don't care if the enemy takes a break because he tries to steal, kill, and destroy. You know, he goes about seeking whom he may devour. That's what, you know, the scriptures say. So, you know, when he's doing that, you know, sometimes in there he's taking them, you know, intermissions and no real breaks with him and trying to make you think that, you know, he ain't nowhere to be found. But you best believe, no matter what you are doing in your life, how you're moving forward in your life, the enemy is always working, trying to bring you down. But the thing that he still don't get, if you understand who you are and who you belong to, and if you understand who you believe in, he just don't understand when you decide that you are going to continue to trust the Almighty in spite of the circumstances, there's nothing that can be said or done that the enemy can do or say that can bring you down to your knees. He has to get permission from the higher power just to, you know, breathe the very air you breathe. That's how powerful God is. If you understand that as a servant of the Most High, you will understand that all of those people that try to affect you in a negative way, try to bring upon you hurt or pain, they are allowed to do that, but it's only for your personal and spiritual growth, and you have to understand that. You know, I am just, you know, it's 7 more minutes remaining in the show, but it was so important for me to talk about forgiveness because you can find yourself just really holding on things and you forget and you just kind of miss what really God is trying to do. When he allows somebody to bring something against you, he's telling you to be spiritually aware and recognize what's going on in your surroundings. You know, because he always prepares us for everything. He always takes care of us in everything. So all of these things are just, you know, come to make us stronger as individuals. We just can't allow people to, you know, once they've done you wrong, or you don't talk about it, heal from it. Continue to be on the path that you are meant to be on. Let it put it to rest. Once you forgive them, and you don't have to do it for them, you do it for yourself. Forgive them, move on, and keep moving forward, because usually when the enemy comes against you so strong like that, you have a definite intended purpose and you have a mission, and the enemy's job is to stop that mission. And if he can do it emotionally and spiritually by bringing false accusations or bringing hurt, pain, and all that against you, he's going to do that because he knows you're going to be emotionally invested in, you know, this accusation, trying to prove it wrong or trying to, because you have a reputation. But you know what? God said he got you. You know, I don't know. It's something that I had to talk about this today. And it was so important because, you know, I'm just not talking to you guys under the sound of my voice, but also to myself. You know, you have to, you know, recognize when you're doing something in your life and God is just continuing moving, don't matter what, because people are going to talk about you anyway. So, you know, why not just let it go, move on, and eventually they'll get tired because they get wore down because they realize that they can't bring you down. They can't bring you down is the thing. You have to know that too. You have to know as a servant of the Most High that you cannot be brought down to your knees by the enemy. You cannot be brought down to your knees by the enemy. I have to say it again because someone needs to hear it. Because, you know, he's going to come against us. Things are going to come our way. Stumbling blocks are going to come our way. But they come to make us stronger in our walk. You got to know it, people. All right. I didn't want to sound like I was preaching, but it's kind of coming across like that. But, you know, I had to talk about this topic of forgiveness because it's just, you know, with me being a life coach, you know, it's important for me to help people to understand that we have to live a whole life. You know, we don't want to be in pieces. You know, you live a whole life. Be passionate about what you do. I try to be, you know, I'm not perfect. I would never say or tell a person that I'm perfect. But one of the things that I try to do on a day-to-day basis is to be the best person that I can be. And then, you know, after that, I'm like, Lord, help me to be the best person you need me to be every day because I can't do it without him being in my life, without him being the force in my life. And, you know, it's just you have to, you know, come to that mindset, you know, we're not perfect. But, you know, as we live our lives and learn and we're spiritually whole and we're guided by his spirit, then we become people who, again, not are perfect, but we, you know, almost there. but, you know, I would never say that I'm perfect, but, I try to live the best life that I can in spite of the circumstances, you know, and it doesn't happen overnight. You don't come out the womb knowing how to, you know, live a life in a certain way. It's a combination of all things, the way you were brought up, the things that you've experienced in your life as an adult, as a teenager, as a child. All of those things make up who you are today. And I'm just, you know, excited. You know, I've experienced my fair share of hurts and pains, but I've also experienced my triumphs and my victories. So, you know, it's an even balance when you're a servant of the Most High. You have to understand, you know, who has the power. The people don't have the enemy don't have the power. You have the power. The Almighty has the power. Because you are his, you have the power. He gives us divine instructions daily. He gives us his word. That's power. We got to recognize it. We have to recognize it, people. I just want to just say, you know, say that I love so many of you under the sound of my voice. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate your continued to support the show and the network. You just stay tuned for the many things that we have coming up, the Spoken Word Billboard Awards, and then we have many locations throughout the year, and probably is going to go over to next year where we're going to be doing individual book signings with the 7 authors that I selected out of the Homeless Crying Collection, and we're going to be showing the film at various locations. We have confirmed a couple of the locations, so it's going to be spread out. Because we are only one, I'm only one person, and we got to coordinate things with other people's times because we're talking about using their facilities and stuff, and you know, other people have things going on, so it's going to take time. And then, you know, stay tuned because I have written for it, but I'm not going to come out with that until next year, but I want to just put the buzz out there that we are going to be looking for people to, you know, audition, you know, because we are going to hold some auditions, and I really, really look forward to being able to help a lot of people and a lot of people, you know, collaborate with me on the things that we're doing. We're trying to, you know, find ways so we can get people paid and not just have you just participate, but just get you paid. But I just want people to, you know, just trust the process. If you are spiritually guided and you know that you trust and believe God's process, you have to recognize when he's moving, and he may be moving in somebody else's person, in another person's life, and you guys are crossing paths, and he's saying, you know, help this person or be on the path with this person. You know, you got to trust the process, because one wise man told me, great people never become great alone, and I will always remember that for the rest of my life, because it's just something so profoundly spoken by an older gentleman that in that I was teaching a class in St. Louis one time, and he said that, and, you know, I've always held on to that. You know, we always going to need somebody else to move forward with what we're doing. Of course, you know, we can try to be Superman and Superwoman and try to do everything on our own, but, you know, God and lives and put you with the right people to get what he wants done. I'll say it like that, to get what he wants done. Because we minister to people in so many different ways. We may minister to a person in a play. We may minister to a person in a book. We may minister to a person just, you know, being in the very company of them. You know, it's just so many ways that we never know. Just living your own life can minister to another person. So with that being said, you know, I thank you again for tuning in to Life with Michelle of Me, a Happy Life Coaching. I thank you for all of those who were able to attend the book signing. Thank you for all of those who intended on being there, that who couldn't be there. I still appreciate you just to say, because I do realize that things happen in everybody's life. We all have our own responsibilities. And guess what? It will always be another book signing. You know, that's the way I choose to think about life. You never hold a person, you know, make them feel guilty of not being able to do something, because there's always next time, you know, unless the higher power says there's always next time. So you never make a person feel bad about not being able to do something. That's where I choose to live life. You know, if a person can't do something, you know, you don't go into, you know, you knew you could have done this. You knew you can't do that. You know, people have their lives. People have husbands. People have children. People have responsibilities. People have houses. People just have responsibility. And that's why I say, when people tell me a lot, they're, "Oh, Michelle, I meant to come to the show, but I don't, you know, I really don't think about it. I just accept who comes and fellowships with me for that evening. I appreciate you. If you don't come every week, I appreciate it if you do come, because I do understand. I'm a person that understands life. I'll just put it that way. And you don't hold anybody, you know, to, you know, trying to be committed to you. We're not in a marriage, but I do understand of being, you know, being supportive of a people. You know, I can support you if you come once a week or once a month, that's still support. You know, because it's your time, it's not my time. You can be doing anything else in your life, but if you choose to spend that time with me, I am appreciative of that, and that's why I choose to, you know, approach life daily. It's to appreciate people for what they are, who they are, and what they're able to, you know, pour into my life. But, you know, I'm going to keep on talking. It's after 6 o'clock. I just want to say thank you, Detroit, and all my global listeners for tuning in to Poetic Energy Network Station on this hour of Life with Michelle E. Alfred. Of Me, a Happy Life Coaching. Before I go, I want to make another announcement. I forgot. We June 30th, I will be having if you're in the Michigan area, I will be having at the local YWCA in Inkster, Michigan, a 10-pallet salad where I am feeding the community on my own dime. So you don't have to come in. You can just come in. You know, you don't have to come in with no money. It's all free. And I'm just going to be making 10 different salads, and we're going to just break bread together and be healthy together. So if you're in the area, you can, the YWCA in Inkster, Michigan, on Michigan Avenue, 26429 Michigan Avenue. You can call me a Happy Life Coach, and if you think you want to come, at 734-288-7189, and we'll definitely mark you down. But it is going to be kind of first come, first serve, and but we'll try to stretch it as much as we can. And then again, I just go by the weather, because sometimes people, you know, it be hot, and people say, "Well, I ain't going to make it down there," because we have, like, quite a few people. I think it's about 30-some people who have RSVP, but that can always change. And, you know, I just want to be able to make sure people are able to eat just for, you know, it's free for the day, and just enjoy yourself. And you don't even have to, if you need to eat and leave, that's okay too. I just know that you're welcome to come. and eat all the food up because I really don't want to take any back home. But if I need to, I will do that too. All right, with that being said, again, I'm signing off, and I'm going to take it off. Jesse, enjoy the rest of your evening, people. I love you in a very special way. Learn to live your life happily each and every day. Talk to you soon. All right, we're taking it out, Jazzy, with the NC.